Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Remember, if you can't listen to all of this show this morning or previous shows, you can visit our website at wmh.org, and in the little search bar, you can search HealthWorks, and all the previous shows since September will come up. So, you know, if you missed a topic or want to see what we cover, just please, you know, go down that list and click on and just listen. You can also go on Radio Bold website and look under your podcast section, and you will also see a section for HealthWorks. The topics we bring hopefully are helpful for our community. And so therefore we come to today's topic, which is COVID vaccine, your third shot. So on my show today, I have Erica Brown. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Erica finally agreed to do the show this time. I think people are nervous when they have to come on my show, but I try to make it so easy for them, right?
Yes.
Twist your arm a little bit, you know? But for those of you that may not know, Erica is the development manager for our Way Memorial Community Health Center. So thank you again, Erica, for joining me this morning.
Yes, my pleasure.
So, you know, before we begin, you've been with the Way Memorial Community Health Center since 2015. As a role of development manager, one reason why I asked you on is because you are very much involved with the COVID vaccine team, correct?
Correct.
But you do other things.
Yes.
Besides this, right?
Yes. The past 8 months, of course, there has been a focus on the vaccines and the vaccine team and coordinating for our communities. But I also am responsible for the grants management for the community health centers. And a lot of my time is also spent on the professional staffing recruitment of physicians, dentists, and bringing them to the area.
Right. Which is so important to maintain our community health centers, correct?
Yes. Yes, and bringing in new specialty services to keep people in our community instead of them having to travel to Scranton for those services.
Right, exactly. So thank you for everything that you are doing for our community. So, you know, I guess the biggest thing out there for individuals that we want to talk about today is the third shot recommendation. So can you share with our listeners today, like who decided that individuals you know, who already have been fully vaccinated, so that means they received one and two of the Moderna or Pfizer, and then at least one of the Johnson & Johnson, who decided to the need for the third vaccination?
Well, the CDC, in analyzing their data, came up with a recommendation. They feel that people who are moderately to severely immunocompromised especially makes them especially vulnerable to COVID-19 because they're just at a higher risk of serious and prolonged illness. These folks with the moderate to severely compromised immunosystems cannot build the same level of immunity with the second two-dose series as the general population. And the CDC recommends these people receive an additional dose 28 days after their second dose.
Okay, so that 28 days. So if someone just decided to get vaccinated and finished up their second dose shot, correct? They would have to wait 28 days from that one to get the third one. Is that
correct?
What you're saying? Okay.
Correct. And it's the same guidance for Moderna or Pfizer.
Okay, but individuals who are immune compromised, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, those individuals who were vaccinated in the beginning, like January or February, they're kind of already, and as long as they receive two shots, they can call in, and we'll talk about that information too, for their third
yes,
shot,
correct?
So when will this all start?
Well, our Highland Physician's Office has already started the third shots for those folks. And we have 8 primary care locations which will be launching clinics next week.
Okay, great. So you mentioned the immune compromised individuals. So right now that is the focus for getting these people. You know, you mentioned the reasons why, because their immune system is compromised, meaning they're not up to par, and what they found out even with two doses. So what kind of diagnoses are we looking at? And if someone has a question, how would they know if they are?
Sure. The CDC has made their recommendations, and they outline the moderately to severely immunocompromised people as people who have been receiving active cancer treatment for tumors or cancers of the blood, people who have received an organ transplant and are taking medicine to suppress the immune system. They also outlined people with immunodeficiency diseases, those folks with advanced or untreated HIV, or even folks with an active treatment of high dose corticosteroids and other drugs that can suppress their immune response.
Okay.
And if people have questions, if they qualify, the best advice for them is to either speak with their primary care or their specialist to determine if this is the right course of action for
right.
them.
And that's what we've looked at always with any of the vaccinations. If someone had a question if they should receive the vaccine or not, we always refer them back to their primary care or their specialist physician, correct?
Yes, we can answer basic questions, but health specific to a person's specific health conditions, their primary care that knows their complete health history would be the best to offer that advice.
Okay, so the next step, if someone's out there listening and they fall under that criteria of immune compromise, what's their next step? How do they get the third shot?
Well, we have on our website, wmchc.net or wmh.org, a listing of all of our primary locations and their phone numbers. All you have to do is call the office. Call the office which you would like to receive the vaccine at, and they will schedule your appointment. Although it's not starting till next week, they are scheduling now.
Right, right. And it is by appointment. We
yes.
have no walk-in clinics because yeah. these are still physician offices. They still are seeing regular patients, correct?
Yes.
So we need some kind of schedule in place
yes.
For this vaccination. Now, does somebody have a choice? Like, because I know with the first and second, well, with the first dose, I should say, they had a choice between the Moderna and the Pfizer. And those are the only two vaccines we're talking about, right? J&J is not included in this, or am I wrong?
No, you are correct. Johnson & Johnson has not been determined if a third shot will increase the response and be beneficial at this time. So until further guidance is given by the FDA and the CDC, this applies only to Moderna and Pfizer.
Okay. And it's correct that if someone started with Pfizer, that's the one that they would get on their third dose. And if they received Moderna, then that's the one they would receive, correct?
Yes, the recommendation is to follow the same vaccine through the entire series. If you receive Moderna in doses 1 and 2, then your third dose should be Moderna as well, with the exception being if you're in an area where 1 is not available,
okay,
you can then substitute.
Okay, great, great. Now, the big question is, too, is, you know, we're talking about third shots, but, you know, the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers are still continuing initial vaccinations, right? Because one of our goals is to get more people vaccinated, right?
Yes. Yes. We have two offices that are offering Pfizer 3 days a week. Both our Highland Physicians office at 1839 Fair Avenue, and also our Honesdale Pediatric office, which is right next door at 1837 Fair Avenue. They are offering Pfizer 3 days a week for first, second dose, or even now a third dose. And then the Highland Physician's Office will offer Moderna on Fridays as well. And then our other primary care offices will offer Moderna 1 day a week.
Okay, great. So, you know, I think maybe the next question that people may have too is, you know, yes, we want those immune compromised to get the third vaccine. What about people who receive first and second dose but not fall into the immune compromise? Do you think, and again, I know this is an answer that none of us could really answer because it comes directly down from the CDC guidelines and all the research, but do you think that's coming, that most of us will need a third vaccination?
The FDA has issued a statement recommending a booster shot 8 months following the administration of a second dose beginning September 20th.
Okay.
At this point, we are awaiting a final CDC guidance
mm-hmm.
and are actively preparing.
Right.
You know, setting up the large public clinics does take quite a bit of preparation and scheduling and advance work. So we are getting ready, and we will be ready for the fall.
Right. And so, you know, I know back in January and February when, you know, the vaccines first came out, there was some panic. People were scared. People didn't want to be left out, especially the ones who chose to be vaccinated. That's not so much the case. There will be enough vaccines, right? People should not worry. People should not get scared. Is that a good statement to make?
Yes. Okay. I couldn't agree more. We at Way Memorial, along with the rest of the state, experienced significant supply shortages in January, February, and March, and the demand greatly exceeded supply. But productivity has increased from the manufacturers, and also efficiencies have been created in just the distribution chain itself. So we will be ready. We do not foresee any vaccine shortages and coming in the coming months.
Right. Right. And again, you know, moving forward, everything is still somewhat unknown. But right now, you know, as a health center between the hospital and our community health centers, we work so closely, how important it is to continue on this mission. You know, COVID-19 is not going away, correct?
Correct. I think everyone foresees this at least for the next year.
Right. Right.
To some extent.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, one thing I did hear is, and I believe personally that masking really does help, you know, to help decrease the transmission. You know, we were at a meeting the other day and, you know, we feel that because everyone masked so well last year in the midst of COVID, no one was admitted to the hospital with the flu. Isn't that amazing? And we were checking, you know, at one time when they were doing the lab testing, they were checking for the flu as well as COVID. And that is truly amazing. And I think the only thing I could rationalize in my head, again, is that most people wore masks. Is that still a good statement to make? Is masking does help?
I believe so. I believe it's been proven that masking does reduce the transmission of not only COVID-19, but also the common cold and flu. And as you mentioned, we, on the outpatient side of things, in our primary care offices last fall and through early winter, when would be the typical flu season and school transmissions of various colds and that sort of thing, and strep throat, we saw a significant decrease, and primarily due to the masking and social distancing.
Right, right, exactly. And now with, you know, different breakthrough variants like the Delta variant, you know, we are seeing some people who are vaccinated get those variants, correct?
Correct.
But because they're vaccinated, their symptoms don't seem to be as severe. Again, statistics, I don't have them in front of me, but that is one reason why we're doing all of this. Is to reduce the transmission, reduce the severity of COVID-19. Am I right by saying that?
Yes.
Okay.
Some people feel as though if they're vaccinated, they have a zero chance of contracting COVID-19. That's simply not the case and hasn't been put out as the case.
Right.
Its primary function is to prevent the serious illness, hospitalizations, and death.
Right, and that is our primary goal, because our health systems are definitely overwhelmed with COVID-19. It still continues. So recommendations, wear your mask, get your vaccinations, right?
Wash your hands,
be diligent. Thank you, yes.
you know, clean those surfaces or objects that are frequently touched by multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Just those basic common sense items still apply.
Right. Carry that hand sanitizer when you don't have that soap and water. Use that in emergency situations, right?
Yes.
Well, Erica, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I think the topic that we covered is so important to our community. I know that this information is out there, but I think hearing it from someone firsthand like yourself, who works, you know, with the COVID vaccine team every day, I want to thank you for everything you're doing.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening, and have a great day.